expenses considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it's lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, there are, and it has been agreed that the members in the chamber are brought in to speak in an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate that you wish to speak, and I'll bring members in once all those in the chamber have spoken. As usual, keep your instant messages to the following letters: Q for a question, C for a comment, P to pose, S to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant message. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments that they make at the meeting. Okay, item one, have we any apologies? No? I said no.
We have apologies from Councillors Hart, Murphy and Taylor.
Okay, any further apologies from the floor?
Councillor Finn.
Councillor Finn. Everybody? Good. On the chairperson's remarks, just want to start off by recognising obviously the passing of Pope Francis and thank the staff of the council, Sarah, Sheila and all those that are involved in opening the books of condolences. I know there are a number of members in the chamber here that requested that the book of condolences open. It's great to see that they're able to physically record their message of condolence in books across multiple venues, but also online. Can I remind members that the books of condolences will be closed tomorrow, and then they'll be compiled by the council both online and the hard copies across all the centres. I also want to pass on condolences from the council, from everybody here present, to the family of Safira Brannigan. It was shocking news to hear just over a week ago. A mum of seven young kids died suddenly. We wish, offer our condolences to her husband Bernard and her seven sons. And I'm dying on behalf of Councillor Laura Devlin and Councillor Jim Brennan, who reached out to me on this. And obviously there are others across the chamber as well. But Jim particularly wanted me to note that all gate proceeds from Drumminess versus our Glass GA game this Thursday is going to the family. And that's from Jim in his role as an under 14 coach with Drumminess. I know there's been a fundraiser online that's raising much money for the family. And our thoughts and prayers with the family through this very, very difficult time. I also want to pass on our condolences on behalf of the council to Valerie Hart's brother, who sadly passed away this morning. Again, all our thoughts and prayers are with Valerie and the extended Hart family at this time. I also want to pass on the condolences from the council to the family of Peter McParland. Peter McParland is a former international soccer player who played for Aston Villa and Northern Ireland. He actually won an FA Cup medal with Aston Villa and he played in the World Cup. He grew up in Newry and another park named after him in O'Neill Avenue. An absolute legend of a man, and our thoughts and prayers with his family. I want to congratulate a few people. I want to say well done and join Councillor Gareth Sharvin, to Leo Laverty from Killock, who is now an All-Ireland boxing champion. I also want to pass on my congratulations on behalf of the council to Daniel Carson on being named the Energia Rugby Referee of the Year. Again, joining with Councillor Gareth Sharvin, who requested that. And a massive well done to Down Travel Team, who are crowned the number one travel agency at the top 50 travel agencies in Northern Ireland awards night. I must reach out to them on the 2nd of June whenever I vacate this chair and see if I can get a good deal to get the heck out of here. But congratulations to everybody at Down Travel Team. And thanks for sending them in, Gareth. I also want to on behalf of Councillor Derry Finn, the Strabber Men Shed are celebrating their 10th anniversary this month on the 17th of May, and they'll be hosting a coffee morning from 9 to 1 p.m. And Councillor Finn wanted that recognised in the chairperson's remarks. I also want to congratulate Emma McArdle from Burren on winning the World Championships for Irish Dancing 2025. In Killarney last month. That's Emma's second time to win a world title and join with Councillor Selena Murphy, who requested that the congratulations on behalf of the council go to Emma McCardle. I want to wish a big, big happy birthday to Terry Andrews, who has turned the big 6-0 today. I know I didn't get in time for the group meeting downstairs, but I think there was cake and everything flowing, and I think you qualify now for your bus pass. So congratulations, Terry. Happy birthday, and hopefully there's many more healthy and happy years ahead. I want to join with Laura Devlin, and also we have a massive congratulations and shout out to Conor O'Mahony-McVeigh, who did himself, the school and the team Northern Ireland proud at the TCS London Mini Marathon Championships. He smashed the 2.6-kilometre road race, which was held the day before the marathon. And Conor was the second Northern Ireland runner home, just behind the Ulster School's cross-country champion, Kieran Smith, from St. Goldman's College in Newry. So it just shows how far his hard work and dedication have taken him. So I think his brother Harry had a chairperson's award just a few months back. So I think the boys in that family are doing extremely well. Well done to Conor Oak. I want to thank Glyn for a couple of things this month. Glyn, we held Yas for reception for the Sandgate Worldpipe Band Championships, and we had the reception here in a very, very sunny day where we had the band playing out the front. It was an absolutely remarkable evening. I think everybody enjoyed themselves, recognising their successes and wishing them all the best for the future. And I know they were the champion of champions when I went to one of my first events in Newcastle, the Pipe Band Championships, the one that I still talk about at every event. And a great night with them here in Downpatrick. And thanks very much for putting that civic reception forward to me. I also want to... Was it? Alan. Everything I said, just replaced Glyn with Alan. Thanks, Alan. Actually, Alan... And Alan gave a great speech at the end of the night, and that shows you how much I should have remembered that it was you, Alan. But yes, Glyn, you had the flute band the week before. So both were good receptions. But I thank you for that last month. Glyn, this certainly was you, because I was sitting beside you for 4 hours the other night in Kilkeel for the VE Day celebrations. I thought it was an absolutely brilliant night. It was great to speak to so many people across the room, to hear about the history across our district in VE Day, to listen to all that happened from Newry right up to Kilkeel, Downpatrick, all along the coast, along the coastal route, and to hear from that elderly gentleman who talked about his friend, or one of the soldiers coming over from Liverpool 20 years ago and visiting his property that used to host a radar building. So I thought it was a really remarkable night. And I'll not mention it, because I'm not mentioned on the record, but thanks very much for the gift that you sent me home with, and we'll leave it at that. I did have a good time with it. I just want to note that the Greater Newry Business Awards has opened today for nominations. So anyone around, and it's the Greater Newry area, that want to nominate a business or let a business know that it's open, the awards will be taking place, I think it's on the 18th or 19th of September. That's awards right across family business, Entrepreneur of the Year, Best Green Business, Hospitality Businesses, both licensed and unlicensed. There's 24 different award categories. It happens every 2 years. The council is the principal sponsor of it, along with NIE, Northern Ireland Electricity. So both of us are the principal sponsors. And this is the 10th time that the awards, these prestigious awards, have taken place. They'll be in the Canal Court. So it's newrychamber.com for anybody that wants to signpost a business to those awards. And I want to finish on the news, obviously, that broke last week on the gondola project. So the project through the city deal, we had the news that the National Trust had pulled out. I want to thank Councillor Laura Devlin and Una Hannan who requested the emergency programme board meeting. We met last Thursday or Friday? Thursday? Friday? We met last Friday, the members of the programme board, and had a very robust and long discussion on where that leaves us as a council. Now, from that meeting, obviously we had a number of proposals coming out of that meeting that would be working their way through council. One of those proposals was to call the National Trust in front of the full council to answer questions on the decision to pull out, which will be happening in the near future, but also asking officers to go and engage with the Belfast Region City Deal team to find out what the next steps are for us going forward, so that we are informed in what we can and can't do, and we can inform, obviously, to the public of what we can and can't do in terms of trying to keep that money in Nearly Moreland Down district area. How tough that will be, we don't know until we have another meeting next week. I know the senior officer said that there were three meetings that were going to be planned this week, and we had followed up at the end of that meeting, finished off by saying that we're going to have another emergency meeting of the programme board after that. So following that emergency meeting, I would ask that the senior officers, with all the information that they get from those meetings after the programme board, that we update full council and inform them when we have the details. Obviously, there's a lot of media around this decision. It's been a very disappointing decision for people that have been working on the project. But we adjourn our discussion. I just want to make it clear from myself and the chair that the failure or the pulling out of that project doesn't fall at the feet of council officers who are carrying through the request through the Memorandum of Understanding. The Memorandum of Understanding was signed by the Trust and the Council, and that's exactly what we were working on the Programme Board to, the letter of that Memorandum of Understanding. It asked on it for us to carry out an independent environmental assessment. That is what this Council was doing, was carrying out an EIA at the request of the Trust, and following the report of the EIA that we would move to lease discussions. That was the position as we were going through the Programme Board. Unfortunately, the National Trust has pulled out before that EIA is in front of us. That's the facts of the situation. We are trying our best to get more information from the BCRD panel. It is not in our hands to decide what to do with that funding. It is in the hands of the members of the BCRD panel. And we know during that discussion that there are six. We said that there are six council areas. Five of those council areas had drawn down money from the tourism regeneration pillar. Our council obviously had two projects in that. One of the councils had no projects in it. So it was a very competitive process. Inflationary costs have risen in all the projects, so it's going to be a difficult process. But we, and I know Connor had said at that meeting, we will do absolutely everything we can to try and retain that money within our district. And I would ask that anybody that has idea or putting forward alternatives or putting forward requests, that they would contact the senior management, whether it's Marie or Connor, and put that information in front of them. I know a number of external groups like Mountaineer in Ireland have put alternatives in front of the senior management team here while they're having discussions with the BCRD panel and seeing what may or may not be possible. It's important that we get all that information in front of them. So at the emergency programme board meeting, once you conclude all your meetings with the BCRD panel, we'll be in a better position to see what, how we go forward on that. Okay, so that concludes the chairperson's remarks. I'm moving on to item two, declarations of interest. Done? Okay, item three is the action sheet arising from the council meeting on the 7th of April 2025. And we'll go through it page by page. So we've got page one, page two, page three, page four, page five, page six, page seven, and page eight. Any questions on the action sheet or comments? No? Sarah, you're keeping an eye online for anybody that's coming in. Okay. Can I get a proposal and second for the action sheet?
Proposed. Proposed.
Jin, Glyn, and that was Terry, was it?
Yeah.
Yep. Proposed by Councillor Hannah, second by Councillor Andrews. Okay, moving on to item four, the minutes of the council meeting held on the 7th of April 2025. Again, we'll go through page by page. So page one, page two, page three, page four, page five, page six, page seven, page eight, page nine, page 10, page 11, page 12, 13, page 14, page 15, page 16, page 17, page 18, page 19, 20, page 21, page 22, and page 23. It was as long as it felt at that meeting. Okay, can I get a proposal and seconder for the councillor minutes?
Happy to propose, Chair.
Councillor Sharon, seconder. You in it? Yeah. Be online now. Okay. All right. Moving on to item 5, minutes of the special council meeting held on the 31st of March 2025. Then we go through page by page. Page 1, page 2. Dark contrast to the council meeting. Can I get a proposal and seconder for that? Question, Councillor Meehan. Thanks, Councillor Lewis. Opposed. Thank you, Kate. Councillor Murphy, the second. Comments or questions? Okay, moving on to the committee minutes. So item 6 is minutes of the Economy, Regeneration and Tourism Committee, meeting held on the 14th of April, 2025. Going through it page by page. Got page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, and page 6. Proposal and seconder. Proposed, Councillor Hanlon. And Councillor Hanlon. Any comments? Questions? Okay. Moving on to item 7, minutes of Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee meeting held on the 17th of April 2025. Again, we go through page by page. So page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6 and page 7. Can I get a proposal and seconder? Thanks, Aidan. Councillor Mathers, second. Espino. Thank you, Councillor Quinn. Yeah, any comments or questions? No? Okay. Moving on to item 8, Minutes of Active and Healthy Communities Committee meeting held on the 28th of April 2025. Again, going through it page by page. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5. Right. Opposed and seconded. Councillor Devlin. Councillor Lewis. Opposed. Alan, yeah. Second. Councillor Devlin, the proposed. Councillor Lewis, second. Any questions? Comments? No? Okay. Moving on to item 9, minutes of Sustainability and Environment Committee meeting held on the 29th of April 2025. Again, we go through page by page. So we've got page 1, page 2, page 3, and page 4. I get a proposal and seconder. Councillor Feehan, Councillor Young, the second. Councillor Ozzy.
Just in relation to the Newcastle Fishing Disaster Memorial, firstly, to welcome it, I think that it's a good idea. But I do want to put on record my disappointment that when I proposed an almost identical motion around the same time 2 years ago, namely a motion for a maritime disaster connected to Crossgar, namely that the last victim of the Titanic being from Crossgar that was officially recovered in the Titanic, it wasn't allowed. And yet, a memorial to a maritime disaster relating to Newcastle is allowed. So just in the future, perhaps if we can be a bit more consistent when it comes to memorials, when we have the council's policy around not supposedly memorialising the deceased, that we have more consistency to the DUP and the Sinn Féin.
Yeah, thank you, Kellen. Your comments are noted. I know in the Titanic one that we had a long discussion through, usually they go through the quality and good relations, because we found that there was another victim from the Jonesboro area in my DA, and I was trying to get a memorial that covered all the victims right across the district. But no, your comments are noted for the future. Yeah. Other questions or comments? No. Okay. Moving on to item 10, planning section. There's nothing on the planning section?
No.
Yeah, item 11 is our correspondence report, and we have two items of correspondence, 11.1 and 11.2, correspondence from Mid-Ulster District Council, and a notice of motion with NI Road Traffic Law. 11.2 is a response from the Scottish Government on fishing industry visa and enhancement support. So I'll take any questions. Just state the item of correspondence that it relates to, and we'll finish the questions. I'll take back a couple of items. Councillor Young.
Thanks, Chair. Just on 11.1, we would very much support this suggestion from Mid-Ulster District Council. In Newry Morningdown District, we also have very many rural roads where children are boarding and alighting from school buses. In my own constituency of Save Crewe, I often see youngsters standing on grass verges, either waiting to get on a bus or having just got off a bus waiting to cross the road. We all know that our roads are extremely dangerous. with some motorists not adhering to speed limits and others taking risks, particularly while overtaking other vehicles. Anything that can be done to improve road safety and especially the safety of our school children must be welcomed and fully supported. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Helena. Councillor Sherwin.
Yeah, Chair. I'm happy to second Councillor Young's proposal. I assume that was, you know, that this is relevant to our colleagues, Councillor Quinn and Councillor Johnson in Mid Ulster, who brought the really important motion in relation to this. So happy to support it, and hopefully we do see a response from the Minister of Infrastructure and of Education in tackling this issue.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Sherwin. So you're proposing in a second. Are everybody content? Yep. Thank you. Can I get a proposal and second for both items of correspondence? Councillor Hannan to propose. Councillor Young to second. Yep. Thank you. So moving on to the notices of motion. First notice of motion is Nip It In The Bud campaign. This notice of motion will be heard tonight at Council. So, Councillor Galbraith, could you read out your notice of motion? Tell us who's seconded it, and you can speak to the notice of motion.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. So, it reads that this Council notes the importance of farmers and rural dwellers to our society, recognises that farmers, agricultural workers, and people living in rural communities can have lower access to cancer services due to the nature of their work and often living in isolated areas. We also recognise the impact that a cancer diagnosis can have on a family business such as a family farm, including housing, the extended family and the welfare of livestock. Endorses the Nip It In The Bud campaign, delivered by the Farmer Community Network in partnership with Macmillan Cancer Support, and acknowledges the benefits to the rural community. Pledges to do all we can to raise awareness and save lives, particularly using our social media platforms to help rural dwellers in this council area be aware of the symptoms of cancer to seek immediate medical advice if necessary, as evidence demonstrates that early diagnosis and treatment can save lives. And this will be seconded by Councillor Declan McAteer. So, the Farming Community Network is a voluntary organisation and charity that aims to improve the health and well-being of people in farming and walk with people at times of difficulty and change. Their research indicates that people living in rural communities often present with more advanced cancer when they are diagnosed, and are 5% less likely to survive than those living in an urban environment. Approximately 36% of Northern Ireland's population lives in a rural area, and this can create unique challenges for access and services and support. Farmers and people living in rural communities are being urged to nip it in the bud, be aware of the symptoms, and if necessary, get checked for early signs of cancer. It's part of the new UK-wide campaign by the Farming Community Network. The evidence in Northern Ireland is anecdotal. However, there is a firm belief amongst clinicians who are increasingly concerned. The farmers in particular are hesitant to contact their doctor until the late development of the disease, the outcome of which is then generally less than positive. Farmers, farm workers and people living in rural communities can have lower access to cancer services and support due to the nature of their work and rural life, often in isolated areas, with migrant workers facing additional barriers when accessing cancer care. Farmers in particular, when asked, would highlight difficulties in accessing their GP services and other farming challenges as the main barriers. The Minister of Health recognised inequalities in diagnosis and treatment and has included addressing the imbalances as a priority. Research has been commissioned with the Northern Ireland Cancer Registry to identify the barriers and constraints. Early diagnosis saves lives. Therefore, it is essential that we encourage farmers who face many challenges and stressful situations put their health first, and our influence and support here tonight will serve to help this campaign achieve its objective, which will undoubtedly save lives. In an effort to address the issue and save lives, the Farmer Community Network is working in partnership with Macmillan Cancer Support to raise awareness of cancer risks, signs and symptoms, and to encourage early detection in farming and rural communities through delivery of their Nip It In The Bud campaign. The Nip It In The Bud campaign provides a range of useful resources for agri-businesses, colleges, community groups, businesses, employers and others to download or circulate. Some focused on specific cancers that farmers in particular can be more at risk of developing, such as skin cancer, prostate cancer or lung cancer. It is commonly known that farmers don't visit their GP promptly, often presenting at much later stages of the disease. This, paired with barriers unique to rural communities such as service provision, transport, travel time and cost, etc., can have a significant impact on farms, farming families and rural communities. And just to finish, the campaign is UK-wide and scheduled to continue for another year. The team here in Northern Ireland is headed up by Katrina Crawford, who is a qualified radiographer, supported by George Dougherty, who has life experience of cancer, having been diagnosed with bowel cancer on 3 separate occasions. Thank you.
Connor, can you let us know who's seconding the motion?
Yep, thank you, Chair. And thanks, Connor, for bringing this subject up. And I must say, in second, that we're very supportive of what the Bud campaign is doing in partnership with the McMillan Cancer Support Unit. Malignant and along with non-malignant melanoma and different various forms of skin cancer, cell carcinoma, for example, are very prevalent in the farming community and farm workers community. And this is linked to prolonged outdoor work and extended hours in the sun comes out. But it's really well recognised that farmers are far more willing and keen to take care of their livestock and land than they are of themselves. And they're inclined to park their own health to the back seat and ignore it. So, Satan always too busy, the seasons catch up with them, and life goes on. And that's why you see very high, pronounced incidence of, I think it's 6,000 cases a year in Northern Ireland, not necessarily all farming related, but still a very high exposure. To cancer. So I would maybe like to see, you know, this taken forward to the health community, the AFC committee, and seeing what we can do even just locally to bring this to people's attention publicly through the council area, maybe at Farmer Marts or other outlets, and just make people aware of what's out there and what's available. And it emphasises that the checks that are available and screening as well, and maybe eventually promote that along with the health service and such. So very happy to second this tonight. It's such a very important motion. So thank you, Chair. Thank you, Connor.
Declan. Glenn. Oh, sorry. Councillor Hanley.
Yeah, thank you, and thank Councillor Galbraith and Councillor McAteer for bringing the motion. It's important to highlight the inequalities that do potentially exist with rural communities. I just wonder, would you accept the slight amendment? Just recently there I attended a rural event held by young students in Lochiel Trinity Grammar and happened to meet a fellow there called Giles Dawson, who heads up rural support. So I think what they do is provide advice in terms of financial, mental health, succession planning, and really just look at the holistic well-being of farmers and rural dwellers in general. So I was hoping that we as a council could agree to write to them and ask them if they have any advice on maybe social media or any kind of information that we can get out to our constituents as elected reps. I know in other council areas they've actually came and presented, but I don't think that's something that we do in Newry Morning Down. If we can facilitate that, that would be welcomed as well.
Thanks, Una. Councillor Galbraith, do you accept the amendment? Sorry, you had a Councillor Hanna.
Yeah, thanks, Chair, and thanks to Councillor Kilbreath for bringing this forward. Farmers, of course, they're inclined to be extremely hard working. Many rural workers are inclined to be out there, so they do actually do not look after their health as in the way they should. And we in the DUP have no issue with this at all, so it should be brought to the fore and all occasions, so we're happy to support it.
Yeah, thanks, Glenn. And just before I move on to Councillor Truesdale, I know the amendment is accepted. Councillor Hannan proposes. Just get somebody to second that proposal. Amendment. Councillor Truesdale.
Thanks, Chair. Thank you, Connor. That's a good issue you've highlighted here, and we're happy to support the use of the Council's platforms to advertise it and highlight awareness of cancer symptoms alongside the Be Cancer Aware campaign currently running in community pharmacies as part of the Living Well service. I listened to Katrina's podcast yesterday and the same two words kept coming up, which was stoic and succession planning. Councillor Galbraith has always, as already alluded to, the culture in farming where they feel embarrassed or not want to talk about their health, which leads on to a lack of succession planning. As most, and it's not just farming, but that's what we're talking about, most see no need to plan for something that hasn't yet happened. So we're very happy to support this, and thank you for bringing it up.
Councillor Freeslift. Members in the chamber, anybody online? No? Okay, everybody in agreement with the motion as amended? That's great. Okay, Councillor Galbraith, just over to you if you want to summarise.
Yeah, no, just on behalf of the Farming Community Network, thanks very much for the support this evening. They'll be more than happy with this because I do know they're pushing it across all council areas. And we are now going to be the second council area to run with this. So, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Connor. That motion has passed. Okay, item 13, the notice motion on the Mourne Mountain Gateway project. Understanding order 16.1.6. This will be referred to the Mourne Mountain Gateway Program Board meeting. And as I stated at the start, the emergency meeting will be held after the meeting with the BCRD partners. That should be within the next week or so. Councillor Truesdale, if you want to read out your motion as amended, I'll say second it, and it'll be referred to the Program Board.
Sorry, do you want me to read it out as amended?
As amended, yeah.
Yeah, so the Council notes the recent announcement of that the National Trust decided against leasing its land to Newry, Mourne and Down District Council regarding the Mourne Mountain Gateway project. The Council further notes the widespread concern expressed by residents across the district and recognises that this project, in the absence of a secured lease, presents significant financial and legal risks. The Council therefore agrees to undertake a full review of the project, including the exploration of viable and sustainable alternative proposals to the gondola element of the project, such as the development of a visitor centre in Donard Park to improve access and enhance tourism in the Mourns. But Chair, you just said Programme Board and the motion said Project Board.
Yeah, I clarify. It will be Programme Board. Project Board is only officers. Programme Board is officers and councillors. It'll be going to the full Programme Board, which sits above the project boards.
Yeah. So can I ask why it's going to the programme board and not in full councillor scrutiny?
Yeah, that's so when you bring a motion to council that falls under the remit of council, it goes to the relevant committee, understanding audit, or working group that deals with that. So once we bring motions that are dealing with issues that we have control over, we go to that programme board or working group or committee to deal with that notice of motion. But as I outlined from the start, and that happens consistently with all motions, we only discuss motions that are external to the council here, and that's understanding others. There's nothing we can do about that. But as I outlined at the start on this motion, a lot of the work has been undertaken in terms of the emergency motion. We know the council officer are tasked with three meetings of BCRD. When they bring that motion back to the emergency meeting of the programme board, as requested by Una and Laura, that motion will be heard. So it'll be emailed. That motion, as amended, was emailed to all councillors, and it'll be heard at that. Well, the information obviously will be brought back and it will be dealt with through the working group as consistent with all motions.
And can other councillors attend that programme board meeting?
It will be for the programme board members, which and is representative of all the parties right across.
Will the minutes or the outcome of that return to SPNR or full council?
The programme board will return to SPNR and then to full council. But as I stated at the start, with the nature of the £30 million fund that we were undertaking in this district, officers are working tirelessly across multiple meetings this week. We've already had a programme board meeting. We'll have another one. We're going to expedite this as quick as we can, and that's why it'll be heard at that working group. It'll not be stalled up for any longer than it's needed to be. So that answers the question. It was the amended version was sent to all councillors. So that'll be going to the programme board. Moving on to item...
Chair, I may have missed it. Who seconded?
Mr. Howie?
Apologies, I didn't ask. Thank you, Councillor Harry. Okay. Item 14 is the notice of motion on funding to preschool groups. This motion will be heard at council tonight. And Councillor Andrews, can you read out your motion? Tell us who seconded it.
Thank you very much, Chair. In relation to the motion, Councillor Hoy has asked to second the motion. The motion stands as follows. Newry Morning Down District Council expresses its deepest concern relating to the lack of available funding to preschool groups across our district. This council fully supports groups such as Little Stars Preschool in Killalea, who at this time are making strenuous efforts to secure the necessary funding through the Pathfinder programme to maintain, enhance and continue the excellent standards of education and care that they provide to the community. And we call upon the Minister of the Education Minister and the Education Authority to expedite and release much needed funding to enable groups to do what they know best, and that's providing a service of care and professionalism to their pupils. First of all, Chairperson, thank you for allowing this motion to be heard by full council. The motion is explanatory and would like to place on record our heartfelt appreciation to all the hard work that the team do at Little Stars in Killalea, and the same sentiments go also to others in the district and elsewhere who do such a sterling service for the children in their charge and care. Having written to the Minister, he has taken on board the sentiments expressed and outlined his plans to extend the Pathways Fund, which is to be welcomed, and will be asking his colleagues and the Executive to enhance the fund budget from early learning and childhood strategy funding being held in line with the 24-25 arrangements. While Little Stars meet all eligibility requirement, that's birthday cake, available funding was extended and it's subject to executive agreement. The Minister is defending for the cohort of pathway applications and the decision could take weeks. So that while this is to be welcome, time could be vital for the long-term survival of Little Stars and tabling this motion and in the last lines to expedite and release much-needed funding to enable groups to do so what they know best and providing a service of care and professionalism to their pupils. So I move the motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. Who's seconding the motion? Councillor? Sorry, Tierna. Thank you. Tierna? We're just going to take... Don't switch off your lights. We'll take the list of people and then let Tierna in. Second. Go ahead, Jim.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Councillor Andrews, as well, for bringing this motion. It was sort of devastating, the news that Little Stars received regarding the pathway funding. But unfortunately, it's not an uncommon thing. Within the early years, there's a lot of issues, and I do welcome that the Minister is conducting a review into early years across the board, because even preschool and playgroups that do have funded places, such as Little Sunbeams in Sainfield, which is also in Rowan, has actually sadly decided to close their doors for September. So this is not an uncommon issue, and it's clearly affecting our constituents in Rowan as well. But for Little Stars, which is a non-statutory organisation, they're often left worse off, and they don't get any funded places. They rely entirely on grant funding. And these non-statutory organisations provide and do and facilitate and give the care and wraparound care as much as any of the other statutory organisations, and are often working in communities of educational disadvantage and also working with children with SEND, with often not as much support as those in the statutory sector. But unfortunately this year, the Pathway Fund, it's never really ever had enough money. And it was something that was actually nearly got rid of altogether when Stormont was down. But thankfully, Alliance, and I know alongside a lot of other parties as well, called for this to be reinstated, and the Permanent Secretary at the time did decide to reverse that decision. But it is disappointing that despite Stormont being re-established and there being an Education Minister in place, that actually there are still difficulties with the scheme and there's still huge difficulties with early years education. And quite simply, for the Pathway Fund, demand has just outstripped supply, and the budget is nowhere near where it should be.
I know, as Councillor Andrews noted there, that the Education Minister has been trying to seek approval from the Executive for more funding for the Pathway Fund, but I'm not fully sure if he does need the Executive. But I would urge the Minister of Finance to be supportive of this request to enhance this Pathway Fund and support our early years preschools across Rowallan, across the district and across Northern Ireland. But this is really not large sums of money we're asking. It's, you know, anywhere from 500k up to 1 million, which is not huge amounts of sums in the grand scheme of things for the Executive. So I would ask the Education Minister to be proactive alongside the Finance Minister in their requests, but it would not look great if a setting such as Little Stars, which does simply fantastic work, absolutely fantastic work in Killaloe, supporting our young people and families and children, to not look like they're sitting on their hands whenever this preschool could really face closure and in these circumstances. So, yeah, just happy to support and happy to second this motion today. And, yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Harry. Councillor Bowsey.
Yeah, just to welcome Councillor Andrews' motion and to thank him for it. He remembers all the councillors were down there 2 years ago and we had a similar problem. Funding being at risk, and various MLAs were there, and our MP was there, and we successfully managed to get funding reinstated. It's a shame that vulnerability of groups like this that can't sort of have long-term planning because of funding risks every year. So I think there needs to be the mental changes in how such vital groups in our community are funded for the long term. Thank you.
Councillor Hannan.
Yeah, just to welcome the motion and to thank Terry for bringing it. You know, it is important that there is fairness for all preschool early years to give children the best possible start in life. And it is awful about Little Stars in Killaloe, but unfortunately this has been right through the district and many preschool providers have been in contact with our offices and feel they've been unfairly excluded from key support programmes such as the Preschool Standardisation Programme, which offers extended hours of vital childcare to parents and families. So I suppose going forward, hopefully these issues can be resolved, as Callum had mentioned, on a longer term basis, so we're not going year to year with uncertainty for many providers.
Thank you. Councillor Jackson.
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, I just want to commend put it on record again, just commend the work that Little Stars undertakes down in Killaloe. Just want to say that the Education Minister is actively seeking agreement in the Executive for a paper or proposal that will provide the money requested for this, and we would implore the other parties to provide clearance as soon as possible to ensure that this support gets to these or to those providers in need. On the 23rd of May 24, Education Minister Paul Gibbons set out a package of measures for early learning and childcare that was agreed by the Executive. This included $5 million to begin the transition of all funded preschool education places to 22.5 hours and another $2 million that was earmarked for a targeted business support scheme for childcare providers to assist those in need of financial support. As detailed in the Minister's statement in May 24, the Department for Economy and Invest NI would assist with the design of the scheme. Almost 12 months on, the Department of Economy has continued to drag its heels with the work necessary to deliver that money, and the latest formal position is that research is progressing at pace. We need to see action from the Sinn Féin Economy Minister, which reciprocates the urgency with which the Education Minister has provided vital support to working parents through the 15% subsidy for childcare bill for 3- and 4-year-olds. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Johnny. No more questions or comments in the chamber. I go to members online. Councillor Lee Sojourner.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I want to commend Councillor Terry Andrews on his motion. Absolutely, the Little Stars in Killaloe, the staff there do amazing work, and I implore that all MLAs across the parties to work together to come with a final solution. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Okay, everyone in agreement with the motion? Yep. Okay, Terry, if you would like to sum up.
Yes, Chair. I must say to all members who spoke tonight for this motion, I appreciate very much your support and agreement in delivering much-needed funding for Little Stars and for all other similar units across the whole district. So tonight, I'd like to thank everybody again, and as I said, I look forward to the announcement coming very soon that the funding will be there to provide a much-needed and valuable service for kids at preschool and to all who supply the education, etc. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, thank you, Terry, and that motion has been passed. That concludes the business of tonight. Safe travels home and see us all at the AGM. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.